what's up? My name's Samuel Lees, and in this video, I'm going to share with you how to calculate the numbers on a deal to see if the deal's good or bad. A lot of people don't have a clue how to work out the actual numbers on a deal. So let me break it down for you. This is how I'll look at a deal to work out if it's good or not. Firstly, how much profit do I want to make on a deal? I want to make 25% net profit percentage. What does that mean? That means when I buy a property, I want to increase its value by 25%. Why 25%? Because that's how much you generally need to put down as a deposit to buy a house. Because mortgage lenders will lend you 75% to buy. So if I can buy a property and increase its value, the total gross development value of it by 25% net profit percentage, then what I can do is I can get a new mortgage, a 75% mortgage, and the profit that I push the value up on the deal, that's my deposit. So it basically ends up being a free house. Now, let me explain how I'll break this down. So firstly, I'm gonna keep this simple. Before I get into the numbers, what do you look for when you're trying to buy a property? What are you looking for? If I'm driving around, if I'm with estate agents, I'm on Rightmove, what am I looking for? I'm looking for a property that has vision. What do I mean by vision? I mean, how can I improve this property? How can I make it better? I'm not gonna try and buy houses. Do you know a really bad way to make money is? Go around, compete with first-time buyers, buy little houses that are already in good condition, do nothing and just sit on them and rent them out. That is not sustainable. It's not good for the economy. It's only possible if you happen to be really rich anyway. And it's just a bad way to make money. This is how you do it. You find a property with actual vision. Run down. Uninhabitable. Why is that good? Well, firstly, you're helping the economy. You're buying something that is totally disused. Secondly, because you're helping the economy, the government will back you do it. There's government grants that you can do. You can do things like you can, part of the refurb, if you're improving the EPC, you can potentially get government grants, so the government will help pay for the refurb. You'll get tax write-offs. You're not gonna pay tax. When you buy the property, you're gonna be exempt from stamp duty if it's uninhabitable. So there's so many, rather than trying to fight the government and be like, no, they're fighting landlords, why not just go where the tide is going and get rich? It just makes sense. So you can find something with vision. Like what? Like, for example, it's got no kitchen, no bathroom. Like it's got cracks. Like it's got structural problems. That's the first thing. Now, I'm not saying find something run down with vision and then just buy it. No. Find something with vision and then work out how much will it cost to fix it up? Okay? What is the fix up cost? Now, you might not be very good right now at being able to calculate that. That's why you need to know. You need to be able to walk into any building, any house that needs, that's run down, that needs to be fixed up, and you need to be able to go, okay, boiler, fuse box, 27 grand, and know how much it's gonna cost. And if you don't know, if you can see there's cracks or something, you need to be able to pull in a structural engineer and say how much. So, and also every time you buy a property, especially if it's rundown, get an independent building survey on it. Don't buy it blind. I don't want you to watch me on YouTube and go and bid on an auction property and then be getting burned. Just follow the processes. This is a business, it's a serious business. Yes, you can make money, but you can also lose money if you don't know what you're doing.
Whilst I'm explaining this quite well, I'm expecting you to learn in 8 minutes something that took me 8 years to get my head around. So to help you out, I've created a BRR Flips calculator. This is a downloadable spreadsheet which will give you, in an Excel spreadsheet, the exact figures where you can just put them in, copy paste, and it will tell you if the deal is good or not. I know it sounds complicated, but you just need to download it, believe me, and you'll see how useful and helpful this is. So I'm going to leave the downloadable free BRR Flip calculator in the description below. Click the link, get it, it's completely free, my gift to you. Anyway, back to the video.
So what's the vision? What's the cost to fix it up? Next, do this in green, because this is the exciting number. This is what we call the GDV, which stands for the gross development value. Gross means total development value. That means how much is this total development going to be worth once it's done up? You could call this the end value. That's the next figure. What's the end value? Now, if the end value, once it's done up, if you find a little rundown house in Stoke-on-Trent and it's run down and you work out that the end value is only going to be 200 grand, here's how you now work your numbers. You are going to work your numbers like this. Very important. Backwards. What do I mean by backwards? I mean, instead of saying, oh, it's on for this much, it's on for 100 grand, it doesn't matter what it's on for. You're going to work your numbers backwards. So what you're going to say is, you're going to say, okay, well, the end value of this house, this little ugly rundown house in Stoke-on-Trent that needs a new boiler, new kitchen, new bathroom, maybe even a new roof, it's uninhabitable. I've had a survey on it and there's nothing majorly wrong with it structurally. It's structurally sound. It's all cosmetic, but it needs a serious refurb. And the end value, the GDV, is 200 grand. That's the first figure you want to look at, 200 grand. So the end value is 200 grand. Cool. Next, we're going to work our numbers backwards. If at the end value is 200 grand, when we refinance this, we're going to get a 75% loan to value. We've increased the value, fine. It's now worth 200 grand, which means that the lender is going to give us a mortgage of how much? £150,000. So the lender is going to give us 75% of 200, which is £150,000. Great. You know what that means? That means that you can't put more than 150 grand into everything, i.e. the purchase price, the fixer-upper, the stamp duty, the legals. Your goal is now to do everything for 150 grand. So if the refurb on it is, say, 50 grand, or the refurb and the legals, if everything's gonna cost you 50 grand to buy it, to do it up, if that's the what we call the GDC, which is the gross development cost, 50 grand, and the end value is 200, and when we refinance it, we're left with 150, so we can't spend more than 150, and the GDC is 50, then what does that mean? That means that we've worked the numbers backwards. And that means that we can buy it, we can offer 100 grand on it. So we buy it for 100, we spend 50 on it, it's then worth 200. Now we're going to do this, how are we going to buy it when you've got no money? You're going to do it cash. You're going to buy it cash because you won't get a mortgage on a house that's uninhabitable. Or you're going to buy it with a bridge, bridging loan. Or you're going to buy it with a partner. So you're going to buy it for 100, spend 50 on it. Using finance that is yours or isn't yours, it doesn't matter. And then you're gonna get a new mortgage of 200, which means you're gonna get your 150 back. So now you're left with a house which has made 25% net profit percentage. You've used the profit to leave it as the deposit, and now you're gonna rent it out. And that is the process. Now, I am personally incentivized for you to find deals like this. Do you know why? Because I haven't really got time. Let me be real with you. I've got, number one, I've got a lot of students finding deals, and you know what? I end up buying the deals. I'll pay them typically 2%. So if you find me a deal like this, I'll pay you 2% of the purchase price, 2,000. So you find me a deal like this, and I know you and you're a student, you get 2,000. Another thing I do is I've got a finance company called Samuel Leeds Finance, which will loan money to my students for deals like this. So I'll go, oh, you've got to do, here you go, boom, I'll put the money in. Obviously, I'll get paid as well. So I am making my money from partnering with my students because I'd rather make 50% of something than 100% of nothing. Rather than being greedy and wanting everything, I'm happy to share and to teach people. I've got an incentive, I'm a businessman. But if you'd like to get in on the action, I'm going to be running a completely free online training session, which is going to be going through how to potentially work with me, how to get started, how to find deals right now in this market. So I'm going to leave a link in the description. And if you want to come, no obligation, man, you can just watch my YouTube videos for free, like them, subscribe, and I really appreciate it. But if you do want to go to the next level, I'll leave a link in the description. It's completely free online training. And I'm also going to send you a copy of my book. I need you to read this. So I'm gonna, if you are registering for the webinar, it's completely free. I'm also gonna send you a copy of this book, PDF online version. Also, I'm gonna send it you completely free. So I look forward to seeing you on the online training, and links in the description. I'll see you there.